Love rejoices in the truth and not in iniquity. The character of Christ is one of honesty and integrity. If we are to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, then we must stop lying. That's right. Stop telling flat out lies to yourself, to people, and especially to God. That means saying things we know are not true, withholding part of the truth in order to gain approval, favor, or escape punishment or disapproval. Lying is also pretending to be something we're not for the same reasons. It's sad when I come across Christians who say they love one another, but they have no problem telling lies. They do it without even losing sleep. It seems like they have no conviction. Lying ought to bother us, especially when it's a prominent attribute of Satan. The word says, lie not to one another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. That's in Colossians chapter 3, verses 9. All lying is wrong. You can't justify lying. There are no white lies and no small lies. All lies are evil, and God says that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. All you have to do is tell one lie to be considered a liar by God. We mustn't practice lying. We must give up all lying. As Christians, we ought to be like Jesus Christ, who is the truth. He said he's the way, the truth, and the life. I believe if we consider why we lie and remove those stumbling blocks, it will free us to be the honest Christians God called us to be. So here are three reasons why we lie. Reason number one, we lie because we've sinned and we want to hide our faults. The solution to that is to stop doing the sin altogether, repent from it, and then confess it. Reason number two, we lie because we're pretending to be something that we're not. A solution to that is stop pretending. Know your identity in Christ. Know who God made you to be and accept who you are. Therefore, you don't have to pretend to be something that you're not. Reason number three, we lie because we fear the disapproval of others. The solution to that is just please God rather than men, because men are never satisfied anyway. Men will have you going up and down. You try to get the approval of man. Now he wants you to jump through another hoop and another hoop and another hoop. It's better just to please God. Get the approval of God stamped on you, and that's it. We don't need the approval of men. And finally, men cannot get us into heaven, so we just got to please God instead of man. So if you've been lying, now is the time to stop, repent, and confess. Lying just causes so many troubles within the body of Christ. The Bible says in Proverbs that the truth lasts forever, but lies are soon found out. So what's going to happen when those lies are found out, especially in the body of Christ? There's another instance in Acts where, the church was operating and Ananias and Sapphira was supposed to give up all their money as far as what they sold, and they held some back and they lied about it, and God killed them right on the spot. That's how God feels about lying. And as the church rises up, we can't be lying to one another about anything. We have to be honest all the time. And so we need to really consider why we tell lies. We all have a conscience. We know when we've lied. And we need to really just look back. Okay, am I being honest with people? Not only in what I tell them, but also how I live. You know, am I pretending to be something that I'm not? You have to ask yourself these questions, because you don't want to get caught lying, you know, on judgment day. And you're like, you a liar. You can't get in. And that's just a disappointment. That's just really sad, you know, to get all the way to can't get in because you been telling these lies all the time and not even thinking about it. So once we discover why we lie, we can make changes and a lot of Holy Spirit to help us clean up the mess that we've made. Whatever our reasons for lying are, we need to ask the Holy Spirit for the power to be honest and to tell the truth on a daily basis from now on, because God requires honesty among his fellowship to the world when preaching the gospel and with him in prayer. A lot of people's prayers are not getting heard by the Lord because you come in prayer and you talk about stuff that you are not really doing. You say you love God, but you don't keep his commandments. He said, you don't love me if you don't keep my commandments. So when you approach God, you come to him in repentance and you tell him, Lord, I don't love you. I tell you, I do that sometimes in prayer. I'd be flat out honest with the Lord in prayer. I don't love you. I come in that arena because I know honesty is the best policy. You don't come to God lying about stuff, about who you are and all this foolishness. You can't come to God like that. He's not going to hear you. So God loves us enough and gives us room to repent. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. So now let's use that grace to change and to be honest and to be like Christ. And when we align our lives with God, we will cease from lying and there will be nothing for us to hide. And the truth can always flow through us.